Brazil's tourism board says it is expecting tourists to spend $10.4 billion during this year's World Cup. But that cash injection will take its toll on the environment. The majority of the heat-trapping gas will come from air travel, as spectators and teams fly around the world's fifth biggest country in order to get to the 12 different stadiums where the 64 World Cup matches will be played. At a meeting in Johannesburg this month, mayors from some of the world's megacities met to discuss the unique challenges, especially climate change, that urban areas face. The mayor of the World Cup host city of Curitiba told VOA that green planning was part of its preparations for the event. Gustavo Fruiti also says he's looked to the last host city, Johannesburg, for lessons.
Problemas. Financiamento.
There were problems with funding and a lack of clarity in city planning. There should be a legacy for the city and not just for an event. What we see as a positive is that it gives visibility to the country, visibility to the city, and it allowed an increase, above all, in tourism and prepared people to provide better service. So for me, this is the best achievement, the great legacy. To show quality, efficiency, and above all, joy in receiving foreigners.
Johannesburg Mayor Mpoa Parks Tau says he believes mayors are paying attention to the issue of climate change and the World Cup.
That would help us elevate the work that we do as cities in relation to climate change. And we've been able to share with them our best practices in relation to energy, in relation to transportation, and other practices that we introduced in Johannesburg.
Fruiti also offered his guess as to who might take the FIFA World Cup trophy this year.
I hope Brazil, of course.
Organizers are learning that winning the gold trophy is only part of the victory. Keeping the event green has now become part of the game. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.